At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The Court of Public Opinion is now in session. The Honorable B Morning Coffee Club presiding.
For today's COPO, is it inappropriate to read people's text messages over their shoulder when they have a huge font on their phone? This weekend at a concert, there was somebody in front of me who was alone, didn't have anybody with them, so they were texting a lot. Their font was so big on their phone, I couldn't help but read it. Like, I wasn't, it was like in my line of vision, like trying to watch.
Eyes up here, lady. Eyes up here.
The conversation this person was having was saucy, to say the least.
Like, inappropriate.
I could not believe what I was reading. So then it was like, I couldn't look away. I was like, it was like a train wreck. Like,
oh my gosh.
Well, was he holding it up? Like normally when I'm texting, it's down. If I'm at sitting in a chair, it's like down at my belly.
It was very much like, I'm going to like have good posture. And like, it was up at eye level. Like, it was literally blocking me trying to watch the show. I would have had to have moved.
Oh.
To not watch it.
She had no other choice, Billy.
Than to be nosy. It wasn't my fault.
Than to read the whole thing. He was basically like posting a billboard.
My wife has the big font. And there's a guy that used to work here, Brian, used to have his font set as big as you could possibly get. And you could read it. I could read it from across the room. But his vision, he wore glasses. So in order to keep his glasses on for the vision and still be able to read his phone, he would just blow the font up. So I understand why people do it. But if you're doing saucy stuff like that.
Yeah, you would think you'd be like, I don't know. Kind of keep your phone down if you're going to be doing stuff like that. Or maybe you're just shameless and you're like, hey.
Or just unaware that anybody could read your text messages because you can't see them. And that's why the font's that big.
Do you think if you told him, hey, I was reading everything. And
I can see your text messages.
I can see your text messages. Do you think he would have been affected by that?
Probably.
Follow-up question.
Okay.
Were there pictures or just saucy text messages?
No pictures.
Okay.
Oh, thank God.
Just some emoticons, but I can't imagine if pictures started coming through.
Well, I don't know that it's rude, but if you couldn't help it, but I would have felt weird about it.
But you would have still read them.
Okay. So I was on an airplane and I was halfway through what I was watching when I realized the woman kitty corner for me was also using my phone as her entertainment and was watching what I was watching. And I'm like, do I care? I guess not. But then it felt weird. I was like, wait a minute. Is she judging me right now? Is she judging by what choice I'm choosing, I'm watching?
Or should I keep it going so she can finish the movie? Because maybe she doesn't know how it ends, but I do. I have seen people on planes with those screens.
Yeah.
Where you, unless you're looking directly at it, it looks like the screen isn't even on.
Yeah.
Which I never thought I would need one of those.
until you stood in front of
but
Hope.
But now that I know she's Hope so might nosy. Be sitting next to me reading my text messages, maybe the privacy screen is there. Okay, so today's COPO question is it inappropriate to read people's giant text messages over their shoulders? 252-9233, that's text line.
For today's COPO, we're talking about, is it inappropriate to read people's text messages over their shoulder when they have a huge font on their phone? When your phone's basically a billboard. Am I the rude one for seeing your phone when it's like being held up at eye level, blocking my view of a show?
With giant text.
Right.
Can I read the first one?
Yeah.
Guy probably knew Ditzy was reading his text and made it extra dirty. Bottom line, get a life and don't be nosy. I read that with the tone that I believe you wrote that in. Nailed it.
She's reading this. I'm going to start typing inappropriate things as if I'm some weirdo.
How would he know you were reading it if you were behind him? I don't think he would have known.
I don't think he had any clue what was going on behind him.
Maybe. Maybe this is some weird thing that he likes. Maybe was done on purpose.
He was there by himself. Like, he wasn't with anybody.
Interesting.
You guys are making him out to be a super weirdo. Like, you said, I don't know, he's alone.
I don't know.
He's an older guy. He's
holding up text messages that are awful saucy.
That are like, you know, saying inappropriate things to people. And I don't know. This says, hey, if you're so self-absorbed that you're holding it where everybody can see it, it's going to get read.
Now the texter says, absolutely, it's rude. Now, I thought this was going to be all completely one-sided. I really did.
Mm.
But it feels like there's people that are on both sides of this issue.
I agree that it's rude on my end. I'm not going to lie. I do think it's rude.
But it was literally put in your face.
Yes!
I use privacy screen protectors. Good luck, LOL.
See, that's type anything that I would need a I don't know.
I don't type
except
anything
for, like,
that I would
my banking information or like.
Right.
But as far as text messaging, what am I texting someone that I would need a screen protector?
Learned something a long time ago.
Oh, gosh.
That unless you want your text messages or emails or Facebook stuff, if you would be embarrassed for it to be printed on the cover of the New York Times, don't write it down. Because somebody's inevitably going to stumble over it, find it, whatever.
That was such a dad speech. Did you give that to Rebecca? Were you like, look, anything you put out there, you better be ready to see it on the cover of the New York Times. Well, what's the New York Times? It was a newspaper.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No, I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.